The first Borges story I want to examine is called The Library of Babel, which describes an enormous library. I want to add, actually, that it's not an infinite library. This is a mistake that many people make. They say, oh, it's infinite. They read one line in the story that says, perhaps it's infinite. But in fact, since Borges says every shelf in the library is filled with books, you can calculate the exact number of books in a library. Now, that number turns out to be larger by many orders of magnitude than the number of atoms in the entire universe. And one of my colleagues at Wheaton, Professor Bill Goldblum Block, has calculated that number and found out a bunch of very interesting things about the mathematical implications of the Library of Babel. But just leave that aside, is that it's not infinite, it's finite, but it's so large that you could spend thousands and millions and billions of lifetimes and never examine all the books. Well, why is this important? Well, if you think about the Library of Babel as a representation of Borges' thought, and I think it is, you'll see that he's got the combination of that the library contains every book ever written and every variation of every book ever written. For example, there's Moby Dick. And there's Moby Dick with one typo on page 312. And there's Moby Dick with two typos on page 312. There's the true story of your life. And there's the true story of your life that gets your mother's maiden name wrong. And so forth. The problem is, in amongst all these true books are an unimaginably vast number of untrue books, of books that are just gibberish, of books that are the letter A for 400 pages, of books that are the letter B with one A at the end, and so forth. And so librarians can never find complete books. The odds of them finding a complete interesting book are so small that they never find them. Now, what Borges does with this library that connects it up with fantasy is that he describes it as if it's the most natural thing in the world. As if his main character, who supposedly has spent his life in the library, is writing down something completely factual about his own life. There's no hint that, wow, isn't this strange and fantastic and unusual? It's just the way things are. And in that sense, it's a conceit very similar to Tolkien's The Red Book of Westmarch, from which he then translates all of his Hobbit stories and everything else in The Lord of the Rings. It's not precisely the same, because Borges is moving with this realistic tradition, but it's very close. Another story of Borges's that is relevant is Tlön Ukbar Orbis Tertius. It's a story about a non-existent book. In this case, it's a volume of the Anglo-American Encyclopedia that contains at its very end an entry on the region of Ukbar. Now, the narrator and his friend find this, and they search through libraries trying to discover more about Ukbar. They eventually learn that it's an invention of a whole kind of secret society of astronomers, biologists, engineers, metaphysicians, poets, chemists, algebraists, moralists, painters, geometers, and it's all directed by some obscure man of genius. These people have been writing the encyclopedia of a planet, Tlön, and its civilization. But this planet and its civilization do not exist. They're being made up entirely by people who really know the details of this.